Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 15th installment of Thoughts on Hanukkah. There's an interesting question posed regarding the Al Hanisim prayer. At the very beginning of Al Hanisim, when we talk about the challenge which the Yevanim posed to the Jewish people, we refer to the Jews as Amcha Yisrael, your nation, you being God, your nation Israel. After they've held off the enemy, and the Jewish people come back into the Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'achar kein bo v'onechel dvir beisecha. Afterwards, your children came to your holy abode. It's interesting. Originally, they're referred to as God's nation, and in the middle of the Al Nisim and on, they're referred to as God's children. What's the difference? So Rav Moshe Shapiro cites a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem, that every human being in this world is special because he's created in the likeness of God. And then it says there's a special status for the Jewish people because Chaviv in Yisrael, that the Jewish people are especially beloved, Shenikra'u Banim Lamakom, that they're called God's children. What is it about the special status of Jews in this world that specifically make them God's children? Why is that? So Rav Shapiro suggests that children, the reason why we're special is the fact that we have God's mitzvos. We have not just seven mitzvos, not just the Noahide laws, but we have a Torah. We have God's mitzvos. And the fact that we have God's mitzvos make us his children. Why? Why doesn't that mean the fact that we have God's mitzvos make us his loyal subjects? I don't know. Well, why children? So I'm sure I will not say this with the same eloquence, remotely the same eloquence that with which he conveys his ideas, but trying. When you have a subject, a servant, keeps a command, follows a command. A child, the dream that we have for all of our children is our children will pursue the same missions, the same focal points in life that we hold very dear. So what we really hope, obviously we don't want our children to become carbon copies of ourselves, but what we really hope is our child will follow and join in whatever missions and goals we have in our lives in some very broad way. And he says that what it means that Klal Yisrael does mitzvos is not just we have more rules to keep, but when we fulfill mitzvos, we're becoming partners to God in this world of bringing spirituality and sanctity into his world. We're not just keeping the rules, we're joining in the mission. And that's what makes us his children, more than his nation, his children. And that's because we have the Torah. It's a very interesting thing to think about in the context of Al Hanisim. So the point is, that at the beginning of the Hanukkah story, we were doing our thing fine. We were God's nation. And then when we were willing to put it all at risk, willing to put so much at risk, including our lives, for the sake of serving him properly, we partnered with him in a very different way in terms of bringing spirituality, sanctity, and religious clarity into the world. And at that moment when we partnered, then we became banim. We became, in a more dramatic way, God's children. So just one, I guess, parting thing to think about in the context of Hanukkah. Obviously, we've spoken about the value of extending ourselves and the home and the spiritual flame and all these different ideas and seeing the hand of God. Maybe one more thing is seeing ourselves as part of this mission. God put each and every one of us here on this world to make the world a more sacred place. The way we make the world a more sacred place is through our personal growth, through whatever our tafkid and whatever our personal missions are. But a remarkable thing to be said about the Jewish people in the Hanukkah story, that they became more like God's children through their dedication. We should all merit that it should be for us that way too. Thanks so much for joining us. A very happy Hanukkah. And I just want to thank Reuven Mizrahi for all of his help with organizing this and Nechem Yamand and the Yad Yehuda Foundation. Thanks very much.